Good evening. Is there anyone here this evening that's looking for peace? I think there is. I was asking God to guide me as to what to speak on, and more as I got closer to this service, I just sensed God saying, speak about peace. And just to make sure, he brought someone to my door, rang the doorbell, just when I thought, okay, I think, Lord, you want me to speak about peace. And the doorbell rang, the person said, I've just come to say that God has given me peace this Christmas for the first time ever. And maybe I'll tell you more about that later. She's given me permission to share. Where can we find peace this Christmas? Before you leave this evening, I want you to be in absolutely no doubt as to what this peace is and where you can find it. The good news is that you can definitely find peace this Christmas. But in order to know this peace, you have to know the truth. Are you prepared to go on a journey of truth to discover the peace? Because there's a lot of confusion. See, this phrase, peace on earth, is the most popular phrase on the Christmas cards. It's on not every Christmas card, but on most of the Christmas cards. Peace on earth. And it comes from the most familiar Christmas passage that we've read tonight. So, peace on earth is on most of the Christmas cards, and it's in the passage that we've heard before. We've heard about this Christmas peace many, many times. And I went to see a friend last night, and he had a Christmas card next to the clock on the mantelpiece which said, peace on earth. And I asked him, do you know what that means? And he said, now to come to think about it, I don't think I've given it much thought. It's something, it's obvious, of course it comes from the Bible. And then we had a bit of a debate about what it might mean. And I thought, we need to talk about this. Do you know this Christmas promise? Peace on earth. We've just sung a carol, Silent Night, a carol that was first sung on Christmas Eve in Austria at the time of the Napoleonic Wars. And it became famous all around the world. And then on Christmas Eve in 1914, the guns fell silent and the soldiers, they had a truce for 24 hours. They sung carols, and most famously they sang Silent Night in English and in German. But then they started fighting again 24 hours later in the most horrendous war and the most casualties the world has ever seen for the next 4 years. Peace means cessation of war. They had it for 24 hours. In 1970, Simon and Garfunkel, the oldies know who they are, they brought out a version of Silent Night, but they called it Silent Night, 7 o'clock news. And it's a very strange experience because they have this beautiful singing of Silent Night, and then you hear this newscaster reading the evening news. And the newscaster gets louder and louder and starts to drown out the sleeping in heavenly rest. And it's a sharp contrast between the words of the newscaster, which says the world is not in peace, and the carol, which speaks about still the night, holy the night. And it's quite an ironic sort of thing. Perhaps it's also saying, in Garfunkel's view, Christianity is out of touch with reality. Christianity is blind to the reality. But that depends on what you think peace on earth is saying. Certainly there was more bloodshed in the 20th century than any other century. And if Jesus was born to get rid of war, then it certainly hasn't worked, has it? And most people this Christmas, with peace on earth on their Christmas cards, are reading that as a promise of cessation of war now. And if that's what Jesus is promising, it hasn't happened. And we're all a bit deluded. Movingly, and it's a moving song by U2. In 2000, they brought out a song called Peace on Earth. And its lyrics were inspired by the bombing by the real IRA in Omagh, in Northern Ireland, in August 1998. And this song expresses more than a longing for peace. It expresses a frustration and anger about the disconnect between the promise of peace and the reality of the world that we live in, evil, suffering, and war. And this is what Bono sings. He says, heaven on earth, we need it now. So maybe he's talking about the future peace. But he says, the words are sticking in my throat. Peace on earth, hear it every Christmas time, but hope and history won't rhyme. So what's it worth, this peace on earth? What's it worth? The hope and the history don't rhyme. But the chorus, listen to the chorus. Jesus, can you take the time to throw a drowning man a line? Peace on earth. It's a frustration about a lack of peace, but at the same time, there's a sense that Jesus can do something about it. That peace comes from Jesus. But what does the Bible say? As we look at Luke's gospel, it says these words. The angels came to the shepherds and they said, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel and praising God said, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Jesus was not born to bring political or international peace. There was a man who was on the throne. He's mentioned in the first verse of this chapter. His name's Caesar Augustus. He's the adopted son of Julius Caesar. And he had something called the Pax Romana, the peace. He had secured peace in the Roman Empire by basically defeating through military conquest. But the baby in the manger was called Lord and Savior, the one that brings peace, but not in the way that Octavian, Augustus Caesar does it. Jesus said, do not think I have come to bring peace on earth. That's what Jesus said. Do not think that I've come to bring peace on earth. So it must mean something else. No, I tell you, I come to bring division. What did Jesus mean by that? He meant that whenever people follow him, they sometimes lose their friends. They sometimes get hostility from the people that are closest to them, perhaps even in their own families. Jesus said, when I call people to follow me, it's going to cause division, not peace. Now, Jesus also said, blessed are the peacemakers. So clearly he does want us to work for reconciliation. But the promise of Christmas is not a promise of cessation of war, a cessation of conflict. It's also not promising a psychological peace. And that might surprise you. Maybe you thought that's what it meant. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. Take up your cross and follow me. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome the light. Even death itself, he rose from the dead on the third day. And Jesus doesn't promise a life without stress. Anxiety sometimes comes when we care for others. Jesus had a life of stress. Just look at him in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Apostle Paul said, daily I am anxious for all the churches I'm caring for. So the promised peace is not a life of inner stillness, freedom from struggle, freedom from anxiety. Of course, when you know God, you can pray to him and you cast your anxieties upon him, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding, the peace which passeth all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4. But that's not what the angels are talking about. It's not a subjective inner peace. I've quoted a lot from Luke. Luke has given us this account. And in Luke's chapter 1, he speaks about the father of John the Baptist, who speaks about the path of peace, which comes from a knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sins. It's like a sunrise where the light shines upon you, God's mercy, God's love, God's forgiveness is given to you as a gift and gives you light for your life and gives you life to the full. That is the pathway to peace. It's through a knowledge of forgiveness. And we know this because when the angel said, and on earth, peace to those in whom his favor rests, it follows on from what they said about the baby in the manger. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. A Savior has been born to you. A Savior has been born to you. And I offer you peace because a Savior has come. Not political peace, not cessation of war, not internal calmness, but peace which comes from knowing the Savior, from forgiveness of sins, from reconciliation with God. And peace doesn't come to every person. You see, there's another mistake, unfortunately. I don't think I need to apologize on behalf of the creators of the King James Version, the translators. But in the King James Version, it says, peace, goodwill to all men. And it's on the Christmas cards. But there was a... They've realized that they've translated it wrong. And it's actually not to all, but to all on whom his favor rests. So it's to those who respond to the invitation, not to everyone, irrespective of whether you refuse it or accept it. Where does this rescue come from? Back to Bono, he says, Jesus, can you take the time to throw a drowning man a line? Peace on earth. And it made me smile because Angus, who was leading our service, was standing here this week in front of Locardo Primary School, throwing a line to someone and putting a life jacket on them. And he was explaining to the children that the name Jesus means rescuer. He comes to rescue us from our sins. It means savior. And Bono says, why is there no world peace? Jesus, can you take the time to throw a drowning man a line? Peace on earth. Bono has given us the answer, and he doesn't realize it. In the chorus, peace on earth comes from taking hold of that line and trusting in the Savior. What is the problem? Why do we need to be saved? The problem is that we're at war with God. Now, I know that sounds a bit over the top to some of you, but if you're not friends with God, then you're at war with him. That might not be an active thing. That might be a very passive thing. I want to have nothing to do with you, God. The Bible says that our minds are hostile towards God. You might even be hostile to what I'm telling you now. But it's the truth. And I just want to give you the truth because I want you to know the peace, but you can only know the peace if you know the truth. And the truth is that human beings from the beginning of time have missed the mark. We've overstepped the boundary. We've fallen short of God's standards. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. The consequence of rebelling against God is being cut off from Him, spiritually dead, not only now, but for all eternity. And that's why we need to be rescued. But God sent His Son to reconcile us to Himself. That's why He sent Jesus. Peace with God comes from being reconciled. This lack of peace comes from being separated. I believe that this loneliness that we have in our hearts comes from the Garden of Eden. And it's been there for all of time. But Jesus came to forgive us and to reconcile us and to change us. But we need to receive His gift at Christmas time. We need to receive what He's offering us. And I believe there's people here tonight that have come here tonight looking for peace. But you'll only get the peace if you accept the truth about Jesus, who He is, and the truth about yourself. I've made that decision. I've crossed that line. Will you cross that line? Will you take hold of what He's offering you tonight in Jesus, who is more than a baby? He grows up to be your Savior. To those who received Him, to those who believed in His name, gave the right to become children of God. There's nothing closer than being a child of God. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask Thee, I pray. Close by me forever and love me. You know that away in a manger? Closeness as a child to a perfect parent. How do we receive this peace, this reconciliation with God? We admit, we believe, we commit. ABC. We admit that we need Him. We admit that we've turned away from Him, that we are sinners. And we consciously turn back to Him and we turn away from everything we know to be wrong. We believe, we trust in what He has done. If you believe, you will be saved. If you believe in Christ, you will be saved. If you call out to Him and you ask Him to come into your life and help you to follow Him as Lord. So with permission, this person said, yes, you can share the story because I want people to have this peace. So I received this visit from this lady who 2 years ago, she just walked into this church. She wasn't a churchgoer, and she sat at that table afterwards and had a cup of coffee. And by the way, you're all invited to stay for coffee and mince pies. And we'll even offer you what we offered this lady, which was prayer. I listened to her story. She said I had a very serious brain tumor. It was life-threatening. And I just said, how can we pray for you? And I thought she was going to say, will you pray for my healing? And she said, would you pray that I know God? Because if I know God, everything else will fall into place. And I can't remember the exact date that happened, but it was about 2 years ago. And the 2 years have not been easy for this person because, well, first of all, they were supernaturally healed. And when they went back to the doctor, there was no brain tumor there anymore. And then she came on an alpha course and she became part of this church and she slowly started to understand what it was all about. And the more she understood about Jesus, the more she understood that Jesus was saying, take up your cross and follow me. go my way. And that meant she had a number of big decisions she had to make in her life. And over time, she made these decisions, and she took the costly steps of obedience. And God has transformed her. She was a nice person before, but she is a totally liberated person now who knows the presence of God in her life every day. And she gave me this Christmas card, and she says in the card, "I am so happy." Are you happy tonight? Can you say, "I am so happy tonight"? I am so happy. I have peace this Christmas that I have not had in many years. And yes, if it helps one person, please share that story. God offers you peace this Christmas. He offers you a way back home through His Son, Jesus. Reconciliation. God with us. We are transformed by this trust that we put in Him, and we receive peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this song that we're about to sing, it sums it all up. It says, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of His heaven. No ear may hear His coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive Him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels. Have you heard the Christmas angels tonight? Peace on earth. Peace to you on all on whom His grace rests. Is His grace resting upon you now? As I offer that invitation again, God's grace is coming to you this Christmas. God's peace is offered to you this Christmas, that you may know Him as Emmanuel, God with us. You can sing this as a prayer for God to come and bring that transformation and that peace. So let us stand together and let us sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.